Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update podcast for November 2nd, 2023. I am your host, John Lothian. In this podcast, we provide an overview of the content featured in today's John Lothian newsletter. We'll cover insights from the hits and takes section, share stories from the first read section, highlight the top three stories from the previous newsletter edition, and delve into the first three stories featured in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the proud home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We invite you to explore our extensive collection of trading history videos on the MarketsWiki Education page at johnlothiannews.com. This includes the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. There's an intriguing story from Bloomberg this morning titled Outside China, Everything Apps Haven't Worked, Why Would Musk's? Back when I was an electronic trading broker clearing Man Financial, I did not want to use M-Trade, the in-house offering for Man. Instead, I wanted tools that offered my clients the best way to manage a particular type of trade execution. I was responsible for putting PAT systems into Man and later CQG. With PATs, my clients needed the point-and-click capability to be able to interact with the market quickly. PATs also had a more retail-friendly cost structure than other products available that offered equal or even better market access. With CQG, I needed a platform to be able to trade options online. CQG had the best risk management system of any of the trading platforms I had seen, which was essential for the complex world of options trading. The point was, clients wanted the right tool for the right job, not the one tool that did everything, alibi, in the same way for everything. So I really wonder whether this plan of Mr. Musk's will really work. Based on my experience, it won't. The London Metal Exchange, LME, today announced John Williamson as LME's chairman, effective immediately under a new fixed-term contract through April 28, 2026. Williamson had been serving as interim chairman since April, when in the fallout of the nickel crisis, Gay Huey Evans stepped down. The latest episode of the YouTube video series Office Hours with Gary Gensler is titled, What Does the SEC Division of Examinations Do? The explanation of the episode is, when Congress passes laws, or the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, and acts rules for market participants, you need someone to check the compliance. That's where our Division of Examinations come in. Checking on investment advisors, investment companies, broker-dealers, and other market participants. Intercontinental Exchange reported its financial results for the third quarter ended September 30, 2023, noting a consolidated net income of $541 million. This figure was derived from consolidated revenues of $2.0 billion after accounting for transaction-based expenses. The quarter saw GAAP-diluted earnings per share, EPS, of 96 cents. When adjustments were made, the net income attributable to ICE stood at $824 million, and the adjusted diluted EPS reached $1.46. The net revenues for the quarter marked a record high for the company, showing an 11% year-over-year increase. While GAAP diluted EPS was reported at 96 cents, the adjusted diluted EPS was significantly higher at 146. The operating income for the quarter was $845 million, showing a 7% decline from the previous year. However, the adjusted operating income rose by 10% year over year to $1.2 billion. The operating margin was reported at 42%, with the adjusted operating margin higher at 59%. Additionally, the quarter was notable for ICE's strategic completion of the Black Knight acquisition on September 5th, 2023. TMX has announced its financial results for the third quarter of 2023. For the first three quarters of the year, the company has observed consistent revenue increases when compared to the same period last year. The reported revenue for this quarter is $287.3 million, which is an 8% rise from the $266.8 million recorded in the third quarter of 2022. Diluted earnings per share, EPS, for the third quarter of 2023 stand at 31 cents, showing a 7% increase from the 29 cents EPS in the third quarter of the previous year. Additionally, the diluted EPS of 35 cents, a 3% increase from the 34 cents in the third quarter of 2022. The Hong Kong Exchange Foundation Impact Funding Scheme 2023 is now open to applicants, building on the momentum of the HKEX Charity Partnership Program. The HKEX Foundation has introduced a 10 million Hong Kong dollar HKEX Impact Funding Scheme in 2021 to extend its charitable outreach. Collaborating with the Hong Kong Council of Social Services, the HKCSS, the foundation aims to provide financial backing to a broader range of non-governmental funded charitable organizations and accredited social enterprises. This initiative will facilitate the execution of various short to medium term projects aimed at assisting diverse groups within the community who require aid. Break It, a tech magazine, has recognized Vermiculus Financial Technology as one of Sweden's leading scale-up companies. Steve Hamilton has joined the board of directors of Tower Research Capital Europe BV as an independent, non-executive director. The red-shirted nemesis of Purdue basketball, Bobby Knight, the former coach of the Indiana Hoosiers, has died at the age of 83, the Wall Street Journal reported. The story is titled, Bob Knight, Champion Basketball Coach with Fiery Temper, Dies at 83, with the subheading, At Indiana, he won national titles and had an undefeated season before losing his job. He was a great coach and always entertaining. Rest in peace. Speaking of basketball, St. John's basketball coach Rick Pitino brought his team to the New York Stock Exchange yesterday to ring the opening bell and to create some buzz around the school's men's basketball program, Bloomberg reported. Our most read stories yesterday on JLN Options were Bitcoin options market signals potential price surge beyond $36,000 from investing.com, CME expands suite of options on U.S. Treasury futures, press release from CME Group. How does the world's largest hedge fund really make its money from the New York Times? Subscribe to the JLN Options newsletter with the link in today's newsletter. You can get it for free. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have another video from our FIA Expo 2023 coverage. Former CFTC Commissioner Dawn Stump discusses crypto, carbon markets, and the future of trading at FIA Expo 2023. At FIA Expo 2023, John Lothian News interviewed former CFTC Commissioner Dawn Stump, the head of Stump Strategic. In the sit-down, Stump was probed on several critical matters central to the futures industry and the larger financial landscape. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, Sailors MicroStrategy posts loss after writing down Bitcoin holdings. MicroStrategy Inc., the enterprise software maker that is the largest publicly traded holder of Bitcoin, posted a third quarter loss after taking a write-down because of a decline in the value of the cryptocurrency. the Tysons Corner Virginia-based company's net loss widened to $143.4 million, a $10.09 a share loss from $27 million, or $2.39 in the year-ago period. Revenue from the software business rose about 3% to $129.5 million, above the average forecast of $125.8 million of analysts surveyed by Bloomberg. Here's a quote from the story. The $33.6 million impairment loss for the quarter brings the cumulative total to over $2.2 billion, meaning the company has written off almost half the Bitcoin purchases it has made, according to Bloomberg calculations. Here's another story. This one is from the Financial Times. The headline is, Ex-Goldman banker sentenced to 3 years for insider trading with squash partner. Prosecutors had accused Brijesh Goel of colluding to trade on inside information gleaned from his work at investment bank. A former Goldman Sachs investment banker has been sentenced to 3 years in U.S. prison for insider trading and obstruction of justice in a case in which he was accused of passing sensitive market information to his squash partner. Brijesh Goel was accused of colluding with Akshay Naranjan, a New York-based trader at Barclays, to trade on information Goel gleaned from his work as vice president at Goldman's financing group inside its investment bank. He was convicted following a 7-day trial earlier this year. My comment. Here's another good reason to never play squash. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was the New York Times, How Does the World's Largest Hedge Fund Really Make Its Money? Second was, Sam Bankman-Fried denies messy hair part of, quote, tech genius, unquote, persona during trial, from The Guardian via Yahoo. Third was JLN's video, Suzanne Sprague talks to JLN at FIA Expo 2023 about changes and challenges for clearing and post-trade services. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. Topping our list, Bloomberg reports that HSBC is stepping into the future by integrating blockchain technology into the London gold market. This initiative sees the financial giant tokenizing physical gold within their vaults, allowing for a more transparent and efficient system of trading and ownership tracking of the gold bar. This move represents a significant step, perhaps, towards modernizing the traditional practices of the gold market. Our second lead story, also from Bloomberg, touches on the prevailing anxiety among global CEOs regarding geopolitics. Business leaders like Jamie Dimon of JP Morgan and Larry Fink of BlackRock are expressing deep concern about the geopolitical tensions and their implications on the world economy, describing the current times as the most perilous in recent history. And finally, NASDAQ has made a historic leap in the fintech arena, completing a monumental $10.5 billion acquisition of software provider Adenza. Reported by Bloomberg, the strategic move will see Adenza's team become an integral part of NASDAQ's new fintech division, signaling the company's expansion beyond traditional trading and market services. NASDAQ's ambitious acquisition aims to redefine it as a versatile financial services entity. That wraps up our top stories for the day. For more in-depth coverage on these headlines, check out the John Lothian newsletter. We appreciate your attentive audience for the John Lothian News Daily Update. Kindly think about sharing our podcast with your friends. Additionally, if you haven't already, we would be grateful if you could take a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews aid in introducing our content to new listeners. And if you haven't yet subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.